At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Eric Arnholz. He was appointed as the new Emergency Management Coordinator in Franklin County earlier this month, replacing Joel McWilliams, who was appointed as Chief Deputy for the Sheriff's Department, officially beginning his duties here this week. Eric, thanks a lot for stopping by here today.
Thank you very much, Mitch, for having me.
So, Eric, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you went to school, things like that, and what you did before taking this position.
Yeah, I was born and raised in the Hampton-Dumont community. Graduated the Hampton-Dumont High School in 2002. Shortly after that, my wife, current wife, and I moved to Waterloo, where she pursued a career in dental hygiene. We had then moved back to the area in 2005, where I joined the Hampton Fire Department and have been on since. There was a gap where I was at the Dumont Fire Department for 5 or 6 years, and then we had moved back into Hampton to currently live our lives here.
What is it about the Hampton community that you like so much?
Just the small town atmosphere, and everyone knows everyone, and everyone's willing to help and get along with everyone here.
So talking about this position, you obviously kind of have a background in this sort of thing because you're with the fire department for 20-some years now. What kind of caught your interest in becoming new emergency management coordinator?
Honestly, never gave it much thought. I thought Joel did a very good job doing it. When the opportunity presented itself as he took the chief deputy position, there was interest brought to me, seeing what he was creating and the direction he was taking things really sparked my interest to continue that and make sure it goes down a good direction.
Again, we're joined by Eric Arnholz. He is the new Emergency Management Coordinator in Franklin County, as we said, taking over for Joel McWilliams. Now, some of your duties involve, well, in Iowa, we get the best of both worlds, whether it's winter storms that bring blizzard-like conditions or in the summer where wind and sometimes funnel clouds and things like that, too. So tell us a little bit about your position here, kind of the main duties of an Emergency Management Coordinator.
Yeah, so you said severe weather is a big thing, especially with winter coming up, getting those alerts out and making the public aware of the situation that could be arising. And then in the spring and fall, we also have severe weather that's possible too. So just getting those alerts out and making the public knowledgeable about the situations that could arise.
And in today's society, social media is always big with that too. I know you guys are active on there. And when it comes to this new position, I know Joel was telling me he would stay on to help with training, so I don't know how the whole training process was going there with that, I guess, Eric?
Yeah, there's going to be several courses I'll have to take to obtain some licensing. Joel's going to be there for quite some time with the chief deputy, so any questions I have, I feel comfortable asking him, and having him at my disposal is going to be a great resource.
Over the training, how long approximately does that take to take all that? Do you know that right now?
Not right now. There is quite a few classes to take. I don't have an exact time frame on those, but with the state of Iowa, I believe there's 96 hours within the first year or two that you have to obtain, and then CEUs after that.
The emergency management coordinator position, are you kind of a one-man show? Do you have any assistance there, I guess?
It'll be a one-man show. Like I said, initially with Joel helping out, it'll kind of be the two of us and him leading the ropes and get me in there, and then as things transition over, it'll just be a one-man show.
Now, some of these classes, I guess I'm interested too. I know you got to be able to use certain technology, things like that, but, you know, you have your severe weather awareness weeks, for example, and in those you talk about, you know, hail, severe storms, tornadoes, flooding. Is some of that material that you train kind of go over those specific classes per se? Does that kind of cover that, or how does that work, I guess, Eric?
There'll be continuing education on the severe weather aspect of things, but as my position is, it'll be more incident command situations.
Again, we're joined by Eric Arnholz, who was recently appointed as the new Emergency Management Coordinator for Franklin County, taking over for Joel McWilliams. As he talked about, he's got some classes, all that fun stuff to do as he gets his duties going here in late November. And Eric, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add about your new position here?
No, I just want to say I'm glad for the opportunity and the commission for hiring me in this duty and role. I look forward to serving the entire community and doing the best I can for everyone involved.
I understand Joel did warn you that that annoying news guy at the radio station was going to reach out several times, right?
He did, so I was well aware of speaking with you.
Very good. Well, Eric, thanks a lot for joining us, and hopefully we can talk down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Mitch.
All right. Our thanks to Eric Arnholz for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.